Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for the Blog Talk joining us this morning. We're coming from all over the world. Amen. From Africa to Asia to India and so many 195 different nations. We're grateful to God for it. Ambassador Bernita Frierson. Amen. If you're on the line this morning, are you there? Ambassador Frierson. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I am.
Amen. I want to ask if you could pray for us this morning. I'm going to follow it by Sister Cullen this morning. Amen. If you're there, Sister Cullen, prepare to pray for us also. Okay, go ahead, Ambassador Frierson.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. Dear God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you because this is the day that you made. And Lord, we're rejoicing. We thank you, O God, because you continue to breathe life into our bodies. Lord, you continue to give us the activities of our limbs. Oh, God, we thank you because someone did not wake up this morning. Someone don't have a praise. Someone isn't giving you glory. But, Lord, we're here to lift you up in the beauty of holiness. We're here to magnify your name. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
There's none like you, Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we honor you on today. Oh, God, we just thank you. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of any sins of iniquity, any transgressions that we may have committed, any sins of omission, any sins of commission. Lord, forgive us, O God, and give us another chance. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Can we have a prayer? Amen. Sister Colin, if you're there. All right. She may not be there. It is to come before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, to just praise you and thank you and glorify you.
Glory.
Every morning, God, we want to be found praising you. Every morning, we want to be found giving you glory and adoration. God, we don't know what to say to you, but thank you for the Holy Ghost, which makes intercession for us. What groanings and moanings that we're not sometimes able to utter or understand. We just appreciate the Holy Ghost leading us and guiding us, God. We pray for strength in the name of Jesus. We pray for rest in our bodies. We pray for the anointing to destroy every yoke on every hand. We pray, God, for great health and great strength. We pray for healing for the bodies of every person on the line. God, you're so wonderful, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding, so esteemable, so ultra awesome. And God, we just love you and praise you and give you the glory. God, we just thank you for this day, for this moment, for this hour. And God, for every time that we breathe, we're finding out so much about you through studying the human body. You're the one who gave us a heart to beat 72 times a minute and over 100,000 times a day. My God, when I think about what you've done for me and think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for us, I have to cry out, hallelujah. And thank you for saving us. God, when without us being saved, we would be headed toward a devil's hell. But thank you for having mercy and your goodness upon us. You blessed us and helped us, and you brought us through. Thank you, God, for a mind to think. If we could not think, God, we wouldn't know to praise you. And we just praise you for it. Oh, God, thank you for every little thing and for every big thing. You've done it all, from the little to the great. And we praise you. You've baffled our minds, God, with your creativity. And we just love you. And God, makes me want to shout when I think of what you've done for us, when I think of how you've blessed us, and for how you've made a way out of no way. Oh, God, thank you for it. Even in afflictions, and your word says, I believe in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. God, even in afflictions, you blessed us. Even in trials and tribulations and tests, everything that we go through, you deliver us out of them all. And for your word in Psalms 132:1, God, I want to thank you for David who prayed, Lord, remember me as I go through tests and afflictions. And Paul, who said in Acts 7:10, Lord, you deliver us out of all of our afflictions, and you give us favor and wisdom in the sight. Thank you for it, God. Look on those who are going through on the street trying to beg for money on the corner. Can't work. Need work, amen, need finance, and have children out there, Lord, with them, trying to panhandle. Oh, God, look, help them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, look on those in prison. Oh, God, having to go through fear and all kinds of things in prison. Oh, God, help them in the name of Jesus. God, help them to know that they need to think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which comes to try them, even in prison. And though, as though some strange thing happened, but help them to rejoice as much, oh Lord, as they are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Amen. They're giving their lives to Jesus in prison. God, protect them now. They're yours. Yeah. They come to you. And God, let your protection be all around them. Let it be better than gangs who protect people in prison. Let it be better than all kinds of big, huge dudes trying to protect them. But let the anointing of the Holy Ghost now and the power of God protect them like none other. In the name of Jesus. Won't you, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, and I want to thank you, first of all, when I prayed this prayer some time ago. You released people in prison, and it was all on the news. You set forth over 6,000 and released over 6,000. And God, I don't know what you're going to do, but I want to ask you again. So many are being set up in a crooked system. God, set up in a racial system and sent down with a heavy sentence because of the color of their skin. God, nobody can fix that but you. Oh, God, I'm asking you to look on these men and women in prison. And God, I pray that you, those who are innocent, God, I'm asking you to set them free. Make a way out of no way and set them free in the name of Jesus. Let there be some testimonies giving you glory of what you've done. That's my goal, God, to get you more glory and to set people free who are innocent in prison will get you more glory. I you this for Christ's sake, in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, for the glory of God, but in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you this. Thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, God. Thank you. Because, oh, my God, oh, my God. These people are afflicted too, Lord, in a different way. Help them. Bless them. Oh, make them, as you have made them partakers of your sufferings, God, now make them partakers of your glory. Help them to glory by you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to bless every person on this prayer line. Lift these heavy burdens on them. Lighten the heavy loads. Many have them back against the wall. And God, I'm asking you to set them free from this. Lift that burden, lighten the load, and make a way for them out of no way in the name of Jesus. Give them joy in their soul, peace in their mind, a more godly love in their heart, and God, the hope that lies within. We just praise you for what you're going to do. Hey, God, somebody who needs a financial blessing, God, I'm not even afraid to ask you for finances because you are the one who blesses in the financial area. I am aware that I asked you to shake the chunk tree because you put it on my heart. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, again, God, because you're able to do this, and every time I ask you, you do it. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I come to you so humbly asking you, if you would shake the chunk tree again, Lord. You know, so many who are Christians, so many, thanks to God, are suffering financially. I'm asking you to shake the chunk tree from heaven and send down blessings. Oh, God, many, many blessings. Some that people do not expect and surprise so many people in the name of Jesus. As I read in your word that you touched the multitude and healed them, every one of them in the multitude. God, I'm asking you for healing in the financial area of these precious people. I feel pain. I feel going through. I feel all this. And I'm asking you, Lord, to help them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory. I feel your presence. Thank you for doing this in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. I'm just so grateful that you're hearing my prayer and that you're answering this prayer and that you'll give signs and wonders that you've done this and receive more glory for doing this in the name of Jesus. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And again and again and again and again. Oh, God, we're trying to give you several million praises and thank yous last night. God, I need for you to look on those people who are participating in that. These people say to you that you are more important than anything in the world. Bless them now, Lord. And you told us and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. These people have been sowing blessings and sowing praise unto you. And thank you for it. I'm asking you now, let reaping days and blessings come in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and all the adoration and all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we love you, and we give you praise today on this prayer line. We thank you for it. Thank you, because Paul told us to rejoice in hope. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope. I'm patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And that's what we're trying to do, Lord. Oh, my God, because you're distributing to the necessity of the saints. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. And thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And God bless all of you. Y'all awake this morning on the prayer line. I hope you are.
Yes, sir.
God glory. Give God praise. All right. Good morning to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Everybody speak to the Lord. Come on. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
We bless you.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nobody can bless like you. Let's give them about a couple minutes of praise. You can go 2 minutes, y'all. Come on, let's praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing it. Oh,
bless your wonderful name this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
that I'm on the line. The last couple of weeks I've been in pre-convocation, And Sunday was our last holy convocation. I thank God for it. And I thank God we had a wonderful time, wonderful time. We had five bishop of the general board was there. And, oh, did they bring the word. They brought the word. They brought the word. And I told someone that Sunday before we went back over there to the Bishop Church, I said, I believe I got saved all over again. Oh, it was so great. Five general bishops and a national was at our convocation. So I thank God for it that we had such a wonderful, wonderful time. Now the praise report line is open. Who would be the first one?
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning, Sister Renee. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you and everybody on the prayer line.
Thank you.
You know what? God is great. Found out yesterday the adult enrichment center is staying open.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We rejoice with you.
Yes.
And
go ahead, Sister Renee.
And as soon as I fill out my paperwork, I will have medical insurance. I am so happy.
Oh,
God did.
God did it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And
I know
that he did this. I kept asking him and asking him to, you know, keep the doors open. And I love these clients, and I love the people I work with.
Thank you, Jesus.
So these are happy tears, y'all. These are happy tears.
Yes. Praise God.
That's my report, and I love y'all all, and thank you all for y'all's prayers.
And see what God did, got him more glory. Amen. Yes. Here she is, and we are glorifying him because he took a sin like a situation that would not be, and a situation that was impossible, and God turned it around. Amen. Sister Renee, didn't the Lord turn it around?
Yes, sir. He sure did. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
I love y'all. Y'all all have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who will be next? The line is open.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the
good
name
morning.
Of us in the Lord. This
Go
is
ahead.
Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I just praise God for yet being in the land of the living. I just thank God because he watched over us all night long, and I'm so happy. I just want to give God the glory. I just want to give him the praise. I just thank the Lord for how he keeps us daily. And I could be in an insane asylum. I could have ADHD. I could be depressed, repressed. But I just thank God. I'm happy.
Let me stop you for a moment. No, I'm not going to let the enemy put that on you. There are some in the insane asylum. There are some who are ADHD. There are some who are so depressed. But thank God.
Thank God.
You have the victory. Thank God.
Amen.
Don't want the devil to listen to your words and say, God, she said she could be like that. I have permission to do that. No, we're not giving him permission. But
thank
there's some
Jesus.
Who are like that. But thank God.
Thank God.
You are more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. And thank God. And while when you get through with your praise report, take a moment to tell us about the all-night shut-in tonight, if you would.
Okay.
Amen. Go ahead.
I just thank God because I work with so many people that have issues like that. But God, he is good, and he's a deliverer, and he's a healer, and he's able to deliver them. And I thank God for what he is to me. And on tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be having the all-night shut-in. And each and every one of you are invited. We hope you invite your family and friends to the line and your neighbors. And we have a lineup. I don't have the lineup in front of me right now, but we have great men and women that will be on the line ministering to us in prayer, song, scripture. They'll be preaching, teaching, and reaching. And please, please try to be with us on tonight. I know many of you have to work. Some of you are retired. And some of you, you know, you may not be able to stay on the line all night long, but please try to come on the line tonight at 9 p.m. And it ends at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, which is Thursday morning. Thank
Amen.
You, and God bless.
While you're there, Ambassador Farson, I'm looking for all of our ambassadors, all of our ambassadors. We support our own, and I'm asking all of our ambassadors to be on the prayer line at least part of the night. Amen. In fact, I'm asking everybody on the prayer line at least be on their part of the night. Amen. I don't see why all of us on this line can't be on the all-night shut-in to tell the Lord that, Lord, we've designated this time to at least be with you part of the night. We're going to be with the Lord all the night. And many of you will be with the Lord all night long on this prayer line. Amen. Thank God for all of the many loyal people on this prayer line. Amen. We just bless the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise him. We give him glory. And this is our time to spend all night with our Lord. This is the origination line. We originated, amen, the all-night shut-in on the conference call. I've never heard of that in my life, but the Lord said do it, and we're doing it on the conference call. A conference call all night long to give God glory. And this, you know, the technology of this day is something. I mean, we used to go to the church and stay on our knees and have to recuperate 2 or 3 days. But now you can just stay in the comfort of your home and spend all night long with the saints, praising God and hearing messages together. Amen. So we are one. Amen. And I'm expecting all the ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. Yeah, unless I don't know why somebody couldn't be on there at least part of the time. Amen. And we thank God for you. All right. Go ahead, Ambassador Rush. Amen. Get us one more praise report.
Maybe. All right. One more praise report. The line is open to
praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador Sid from Arkansas. Amen. I told you my praise report that I serve a God that's more than enough. When it's too hard for me, it's just right for God. A lot of you know that I've been in and out of school trying to complete a PhD program. And I want you to know I'm at the end of the program, as they say, an earned doctorate degree. But however, what my praise report is about is that I said, Lord, I'm at the end of this thing now. I'm trying to retire, and I cannot pay back $144,000 to $145,000 back in student loan. But let me tell you about the God I serve. Hallelujah. Because I am working in the public service, amen, my loan is going to be forgiven. Hallelujah. Put me in a program for 2 years. Glory to God. That all I have to pay is $227 for 2 years, and my loan is forgiven. Thank you, Lord. And that was one of the things that I put on the prayer request for last year when Chief Ambassador gave us toast, write down all of these things that we want done. And I tell you, I'm like David this morning. Don't let me start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. And that's just a few little things that's been happening from day to day. But I want to say it like David. When I think, I thank. And then I shout glory to God. And so I just say thank you, thank he was dealing with some things. He let us know in the word of God, now I'm old and now I'm young, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken. And I want you to know I've not lacked nothing, because the Bible says I'm the head and I'm not the tail. Glory to God. Every light affliction has worked for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you just wait on the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just wait on him and don't get ahead of him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I just bless the Lord for that, that big thing that I could never handle, and for that big thing that nobody would ever put $145,000 in my hand. But God fixed it. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful
day in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise
God.
Get one more. Thank you.
The line is open.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516.
Good morning to you.
Just giving God all the glory for a beautiful another day that he woke us up this morning. There are people that didn't even see this morning. So I count it all joy for breath in my body. And I love what Dr. Johnson said. Just shout to the Lord. Just give him thanks. Just praise him. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just giving God all the glory for another beautiful day this morning. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I love you all with the love of Christ. Be blessed.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sister Rush. Amen. You did a wonderful, in fact, Ambassador Rush now, you did a wonderful and just a bumper job. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And now
thank
we
you.
Go to our prayer request. Amen. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. Amen. We just, we've come to praise God. We've come to pray. Amen. That's two things that we as people of God can do. We can praise God and we can pray together. Amen. Thank God for the convention when we did that. Oh, my God, had so many prayers. And we prayed together and so much praise went up unto the Lord. All right. God bless you. Get those prayer requests for us right now. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is our First Fruit prayer request line. Good morning to Sheila Brown. And we're just receiving prayer requests this morning, and the line is open.
Who's the first one? God has done it. All right. God bless you. Go ahead and ask him one more time, Sister Brown.
Good morning. This is our First Fruit prayer line, and we're just taking prayer requests this morning. We know prayer is the only thing that changes things, and I've seen quite a bit of things change since I've been on this First Fruit prayer line. Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chief. Good morning. Anyone need some prayer this morning? Want to be a part of the prayer list? We love to pray.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I praise the Lord this morning for his goodness to me. Truly, I've enjoyed the praise reports. Oh, they were just so encouraging. But I'm asking God to do something for me. So my request is unspoken, but I'm trusting God that when he does it, it shall come forth. So just remember me in your prayers. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sister Johnson. Thank you. We do have it unspoken on the prayer list. Good morning. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
Yes. Yes, this is Sister Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for my Aunt Earlene. She's upstairs throwing up. And I want to ask the Lord to touch her in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
she's
Lord.
Upstairs. She's getting ready for dialysis, and she's upstairs throwing up. So I just
let
want the saints to pray for her. God bless you.
Sister Lucille, do you hear me?
Sir?
Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Let me say to you, monitor that very, very closely. If she continues to throw up, call 911, because
okay.
That is the first signs of a heart attack, when people continuously throw up like that. I hope y'all hear me on the prayer line. one of the first signs of a heart attack is that you just continuously throw up. You need to call 911 if she continues to do that. Call 911. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Hopefully that will help some of you on the front line. Go ahead, Sheila Russ. Sister Sheila Brown.
Good morning. We're on the First Fruits prayer line, and we're taking prayer requests this morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lily Garnett, area code 773.
Good morning.
I really enjoyed the praise report this morning. God is a good God. And
yes.
My prayer request is that I will be traveling to Texas on the weekend, so I'm just praying that God just bless me, that I have a safe flight there and back. And I hope I'm going to listen to the First Fruit prayer line while I'm there. I should be there about a week.
What part of Texas are you going to?
Plano, Texas, where my daughter lives and my daughter and grandchildren.
Yeah, Plano. You know, we lived there about 20 or 30 years, amen, in Texas, amen.
Oh, okay.
Fun memories. God bless
beautiful
you.
Place, isn't it? In
mm-hmm.
high. Thank God.
Go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. This is our First Fruits, and we're still receiving prayer requests this morning.
Praise the Lord. Ambassador Mother Digby, I'm requesting prayer for my sister's children. My sister, they had two. She's had dementia for about 10 years, and her, you know, it's just a progressive disease. And they had to find a facility for her, and they did put her in a facility, but I'm requesting prayer for her because they were so patient with her, and they worked together with her, and they did what they could, and I don't want them to feel bad because they had to put her in a facility, but I'm requesting prayer for them that God bless them and that God bless the family. And I want to say I'm just excited, looking forward to the all-night shut-in tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Mother Digby. We have that down, and we thank you, and we're looking forward to the shut-in, too. God bless you.
Why don't we get some prayer?
Amen.
Okay. Why don't we get some prayer for these requests already, Sister Sheila?
Yes. Yes, Lord. Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just repent, and I confess that I know I've sinned, and I've come short of your glory, Lord God, and I'm just in agreement with you. You said I'm a sinner and I'm in need of you, and I thank you for being my Savior. I thank you for going to Calvary's cross, Lord, over 2,000 years ago for a sinner girl like me. Father God, I just come to you saying thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for being my mind regulator. Thank you for being my heart fixer. Thank you for being all that I need in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you with our prayer list on Sister Johnson this morning, her unspoken request, Lord God. We see, is there anything too hard for God? And we know there's nothing too hard for you. So, Father God, we just like to say thank you for answering that unspoken request, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord God, we'll pray for Sister Lucille, her aunt. She said, Lord God, I just ask special blessings over Aunt Earlene in the name of Jesus. And thank you that our chief was able to bless the line with some wisdom and knowledge and pour it to Sister Lucille and give her things to be on the lookout for. But, Lord God, we just stand in the gap. We intercede for Aunt Earlene this morning, Lord God, and by your stripes, Lord, would you please heal her in the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask you. And I thank you in advance for doing so, Lord. Father, we pray for Sister Lily Garnett, the traveling grace to Texas, that she's requesting, dear Lord God. We know you are a God that dispatches your angels with us wherever we go. So we'd just like to say thank you for taking her there, and thank you for bringing her back in the name of Jesus. Then we have Mother Digsby here, and she's concerned about the sister's children and the decision that was made. Lord God, she wants the children to be blessed. So, Father God, we'll thank you for blessing the children up until this point.
Thank you
that the children were caregivers, Lord God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
You had a facility waiting to receive her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. I want to ask the saints of God, if you would, amen, when somebody's praying, treat them like you would like to be treated when you pray. Amen. That's scriptural. Amen. All right. Mother, I'm going to ask also Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis. Mother Johnson, hopefully you're on the line this morning. Amen. Because you have such a wonderful prayer also. Amen. Like Sister Brown would thank God for her beautiful prayer. Mother Johnson, are you on the line this morning? Mother Willie Johnson? All right. Mother Digby, are you on the line? Amen. All right, how about all these ambassadors? Ambassador Wilson, are you on the line? Amen. I'm going to get somebody after a while.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stith. I don't mind praying. I'm not in the building at the moment.
Thank you so much. Go ahead and pray.
Oh, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you for the request that's gone up to you. And God, we thank you for the prayer that's already been prayed. And we unite our faith together as our Sister Brown intercede and bombarded heaven on the behalf of Mother Sister Lucia. Aunt Maddie, glory to God, touch a body in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you according to your word that you said that you was wounded for our transgressions and you was bruised for our iniquities. And by your stripes, we are healed, oh God. And we said, God, we will send the word. As believers, we send the word to Kansas City. We send the word to the room that she's in, oh God, and go inside of her body and touch every infirmity. We curse the infirmity, the sickness at the roots, and cause the throwing up to stop in the name of Jesus. Devil, you a lie. Take your hands off of her body. We plead the blood of Jesus and we claim healing right now in the name of Jesus. For according to your word, we claim it that her body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And God, there's no sickness in the body. And God, we thank you right now and we're going to praise you right now by faith that is done. And God, we thank you for Sister Garnett who asked prayer for traveling grace. And God, we thank you according to your word in Psalms 91 that you give your angels charge over us. Lord, we thank you that you dispatch angels to keep her in everywhere she go and everywhere her steps to follow. And God, everywhere, even on the plains, oh God. So we curse the enemy for anything that he will try to do, any device that he will try to send to hinder. We thank you for grace. We cover the highways, the byways, the skyways, anything coming across the street, any car, anything in the air, God. And we thank you for safe arrival. And we thank you for the safe arrival that our family as well. Glory to God. And we thank you for Mother Johnson's request. I'm Ambassador Johnson all the way in Texas, oh God. Is there anything too hard for you? God, you said you're the God that's more than enough, and you know what a heart's desire is. God, well, we don't know what to pray, but the Bible says that the Holy Ghost will make intercession. And God, on behalf of the woman of God, we ask that you touch the situation and turn it around. Hallelujah. Let's be a turnaround for it in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you for that she's asking. God, you said whatever we ask in your name, that you would do it, Father. So we ask that you would do it, that the Son would be glorified, that the Father would be glorified. And God, we thank, hallelujah, we thank you that no weapons that formed against her, it won't prosper. Whatever the situation is, whatever's coming her way, oh God, whatever is before her, we thank you that the word says all we have to do is command you. That's what the Bible says, in a humble way. And God, you are God that you touch by every infirmity. Every request has come up this morning that you would do it in the name of Jesus. And we